Thank you, members, for the time. I'm going to go back up to General Order Day 1 and rescind the previous movement on ONCR 2505 and ONCR 2506. We are now on General Order Day 2, where amendments may be proposed. Hearing none. We are now on General Order Day 3, where amendments are voted on in the order received. ONCA 20, Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, Speaker, I asked the clerk this morning if we have support documents on these, because I was trying to review what these amendments would do, but I guess I'll let you go ahead and proceed, and when we get into discussion, I'll ask for that, because I might need a recess to review what the amendments are. Thank you.
They are in the journal.
They are in the journal from yesterday. The support documents for them. Right, I see that, but I don't know what those do.
We are on General Order Day 2 again. ONCA, yes, Congresswoman Whitehorn. Congresswoman Whitehorn, did you want to recess to review those documents?
I guess we can just go ahead and proceed, and I'll ask in discussion whether there are support documents, I guess, because I was looking for them. I couldn't find any, and she could maybe explain to us.
General Order Day 3, amendments voted on in the order received, ONCA 2537. Congresswoman Revart. Is there any? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Speaker, would you please read the amendment? And is it all one amendment or is it three? I'll look at the journal, but if you would read us the amendments, we would know what we're looking at, please. Thank you.
Yes, I'll be happy to. Hold on just a moment. ONCA 2537, Amendment 1, page 2, line 88, insert the following. Section 9A, conserving and recovering native tall grass prairie habitat. Osage Nation, Congress appropriates sum of $652,960 to conserving and recovering native tall grass prairie habitat from the general fund in the treasury and is authorized to be spent according to the tables below. The tables include conserving and recovering native tall grass prairie habitat and promoting access to crisis teams. Okay. That was section B. Next, page 3, line 134. D, insert the following new section into ONCA 2475. Section 25A, promoting access to crisis teams. The Osage Nation Congress appropriates a sum of $400,000 to promoting access to crisis teams from the general fund and the treasury and is authorized to be spent according to the table below. Next, page 4, line 180. Insert the following table, section, or insert the following. Section 30C, Tribal Resources Grant Program, Hiring. The Osage Nation Congress appropriates a sum of $449,856 to the Tribal Resources Grant Program, Hiring, from the General Fund in the Treasury and is authorized to be spent according to the table below. Members, is there any discussion? Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Yes, I'd like to ask what, if there are support documents that have been sent down to support these amendments.
Congresswoman Revard.
Yes, thank you, Speaker. Those communication support docs are found in Communication 25-127.
What day were they sent? I went through my email. 25127.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
Well, since we didn't cover any of this in committee, can you tell us what these, can you speak to what these amendments into this bill are, please, Congresswoman?
Sure. So these are both non-tribal request, and I apologize. The executive folks sent down the support docs late, and I apologize. This bill had already left committee, and they did come in on the 26th at 4:52 p.m. And this piece was to be, these will be managed by law enforcement. And I believe Mr. Williams and Cherokee had come down. And so the reason I went ahead and asked that we move forward, the very first one, the conserving and recovering the native tallgrass prairie habitat, those contain salary and wages throughout the rest of the fiscal year, including some operation, rental equipment, and of course IDC and some equipment acquisition. And for the promoting access to crisis teams, that too is a non-tribal $400,000 that includes salary and wages, a little bit of travel operations, some meeting expense, IDC, and professional fees. And then if you, if I may, Speaker, if you remember, the Tribal Resources Grant was a grant that they had brought down in the previous session, and we missed it in adding it to the bill. And so that we're just fixing during this session.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
So the tallgrass prairie habitat, it's a conservation bill, conserving and recovering tallgrass prairie habitat. Is Chief Williams going to, does he administrate that as well?
I don't want to speak to that. I know for sure on the crisis access, but I don't want to speak to that. I mean, we can recess, and if he'd like, I don't know what else to.
Well, the. If I may,
yes.
This is one thing I want to say. I looked for these last night. They were not very easy to find because I know that sometimes when you accept grants that have conservation measures in there, that sometimes there's a give and take when you take money for conservation. And just because I don't know, and the sponsor's not familiar with that either, and we didn't discuss it in committee, I am, as one member of Congress, I don't want to vote on it until I know.
Okay.
More about that, but they're combined in this one amendment.
We can recess, Speaker, if you want, and I can find out. I can call Treasury and ask for the details.
So, if I may.
Go ahead.
Personally, I don't think that we have enough time, and it's not been discussed at a committee table, so, and these are federal dollars. Also, all of them are federal dollars, and we've talked about the unknown on federal dollars. They do go into salary and wages. So, you know, this hasn't been discussed at a committee table, and I don't know what this does. So in good conscience, I can't vote yes to amend things into a non-federal budget that might at some point not be viable, or at least we haven't had a discussion about it. So that's what I'm looking at. If the rest of the body wants to recess to review this and get caught up and try to answer questions, I may be the only one that have questions about it. So I'm just saying that in discussion, since we haven't discussed it and the sponsor, and I don't know what this is about, I'm a no vote for this the way it's put in here. So thank you.
Thank you. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I understand the hesitation. My question is more facetious in nature in general, and just say, are we even sure these funds are available anymore? Probably not. I guess the only way, because procedurally, this is where we're at, the only way to tell would be make a motion. Let's vote on it. I'd like to make a motion to suspend the rules and refer ONCA 2537 back to the Committee of Jurisdiction.
There's a motion. Is there a second? Motion. Second. There's a motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes. Oh, Congresswoman Rivard.
Yeah, we could discuss. I can set a meeting for today if you'll sign it, so we can meet today, if that's okay. And in that way, tomorrow we'll be ready, and I don't mind holding an appropriations meeting. Now, I can't get off here and say that the people that need to speak to it are available, but I can sure do my best. Doesn't bother me one bit.
Congressman Potts.
Madam Speaker, I know I made the motion, but I'll be voting no. I think the more appropriate action is if you're uncomfortable or if you don't know, as Archie Mason would say, vote no. We can get it out with a chance to amend it today. I assume those are going to pass, and we can settle any concerns through discussions before final passage of the bill. That would be my recommendation, but because of where we're at, the only option is either kick it back to committee for amendment discussion or vote. So here we go.
ONCA 2537, we will go ahead and vote on that amendment. All those in favor, please say yes. I apologize for that. All those in favor of the motion that is on the floor to send it back to the committee, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. The motion passes. Thank you. We are now on bills and resolutions on third reading. ONCA 2535, an act to appropriate the sum of $150,000 to Osage Home Health to cover the costs associated with Osage Home Health and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Sponsor, you have the floor.
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any members that would like to speak for or against ONCA 2535? Hearing none, sponsor. You've closed.
I'll waive my time.
Thank you very much. The question is, shall ONCA 2535 pass?
Congressman Bakehorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keane?
Yes.
Congresswoman, I'm sorry, Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2535 passes. We are now on. There's an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, please say no. ONCA 2535 passes. And we'll advance to enrollment. We're now on ONCA 2536, enact authorized $200,000 of residual assets in the capital asset fund to the Wajaji Early Learning Academy for a generator and an automatic transfer switch, and to establish an alternate effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any members of the body that would like to speak for or against Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Madam Speaker, members of Congress, I want to ask the sponsor, I said in these committee meetings, but a lot of water's gone under the bridge, and I know that we withdrew the money for the generators out of tribal funds, and so the title reads that there's still $200,000 out of the residual capital in the capital assets fund for the WELA for a generator. Are we still trying to get half of that project done? I'm so sorry. I don't know if there's more in this bill than just the $200,000. So that's just a question if the sponsor cares to answer. Thank you.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Madam Speaker, as a point of order.
Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against ONCA 2536? Hearing none, sponsor, you have the floor. If you'd like to close.
Is there more money? Okay. I apologize. I didn't hear your question, Congresswoman Whitehorn. I'm trying to set my appropriations meeting. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm going to assume, knowing you, about the generator. So we had two pieces of action during this special session that we discussed in appropriations. One was that we have some residual dollars in our capital asset revolving fund from other projects. We have some unspent funds, and Treasury has sent down that they would like to access 200,000 of those residual funds to help offset the cost of a WELA generator. The other piece of that was a request to tribal dollars, in which we amended that out yesterday in appropriations. So what we have left towards the generator and the switch is the residual amount. And if you'll remember, Secretary Johnson was also waiting on bids, I think, so they are going to look to see what the actual amount of the bid is when it comes in. I think what we were sent was an estimate that was close to 400,000, somewhere near there. And I hope I answered your question. And so I'm asking that Congress vote to pass this out so that they can get a generator for the WELA. Thank you.
Thank you, sponsor. The question is, shall ONCA 2536 pass?
Congresswoman Goodfox?
No.
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Keene? Congressman Keene is absent. Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
No.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
No.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
No.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
No.
Congressman Bakehorse?
No.
Speaker Shaw?
No. ONCA 2536 fails.
Speaker?
Yes, Congresswoman Brevard.
Okay, on the, I'm so sorry, on 2535, that one passed, and 2536 fails, correct?
That is correct.
Okay, thank you.
We're now on ONCA 2538, an act to amend ONCA 2383 to provide a supplemental appropriation to the executive branch in the amount of $60,000 of non-tribal funds and to establish an alter effective date. The sponsor is Congresswoman Rivard. Congresswoman Rivard, how do you wish to proceed?
I'll close.
Thank you. Are there any other members that wish to speak for or against ONCA 2538? Congressman Potts?
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and I'll be voting for this, but I'd be remiss if I didn't take an opportunity to say exactly what I've been trying to been saying about the resolutions. And I said it tongue-in-cheek on the previous bill. Are we even sure these funds are here? No, we're not. We like to believe they are. We're pretending that this is normal. But we know from press releases, from whatever you want to call Elon Musk is doing, that they've fired wildland firefighters, which will impact our firefighters this fire season. Because they come to our aid every time we call. And we go to their aid every time they call. And that's what these funds are about. So we stand here and I'm voting yes. We're all going to vote yes because we're pretending that this is normal. But these are the types of everyday things. Calling the fire department. These are the everyday things that we need to address in that resolution. And I hope that we do. Because I'll be authoring an amendment to say just this. And I hope that everybody supports it. And I hope it gets added to that resolution tomorrow. So thank you, Madam Speaker.
Are there any other members that wish to speak? Congresswoman Rivard, do you have the floor?
Okay, thank you. And thank you, Congressman Potts. I hear your concern, and I most certainly do. And I'm just as disturbed by what's going on. And I think that if you remember, you know, throughout this year, prior to session even start, or this fiscal year beginning, we sat here as a body, and we have authorized spending of a lot of federal dollars. It's a projection. We're projecting. But in this case, in the Office of Self-Governance, an ATO came in. And with that, I think that was entered back in January 17th of 2025, and that just comes from our support docs. And that this is actually a FY24 distribution. And also yesterday, that's why I added a federal overview from our treasurer to ask these questions. We discussed this yesterday in appropriations, but specific to this one-time funding, I just want you to know that it was a special pay supplement for FY24 quarters 3 and 4. And I'm watching alongside. I don't take this stuff flippant. I take it very serious. And I am most certainly concerned with our self-governance funds. You know, in the resolution that was drafted by Congresswoman Whitehorn, you know, it does reference our 1906 Act, which is important, but what it doesn't reference is our Constitution. So I hope that everybody does vote to approve this non-tribal funding that we're authorizing them to spend. I do believe it looks as though the money has been received. And I've been watching that, and I will continue to watch that. I understand our federal dollars and how they work and how they affect this government. So I ask that everybody approve this or vote with me on this particular $60,000 non-tribal request or authorization to spend. So thank you.
The question is, shall ONCA 2538 pass?
Second Speaker Hamilton?
Yes.
Congressman Maker?
Yes.
Congressman Potts?
Yes.
Congresswoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Congresswoman Rivard?
Yes.
Congressman Tillman?
Yes.
Congresswoman Whitehorn?
Yes.
Congressman Bighorse?
Yes.
Congresswoman Goodfox?
Yes.
Speaker Shaw?
Yes. ONCA 2538 passes. There is an alternate effective date. All those in favor of the alternate effective date, please say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Any opposed, please say no. Alternate effective date passes. ONCA 2538 will advance to enrollment. We're now on motions and notices. Congresswoman Brevard.
Speaker, let's see. I've asked that you sign an appropriations meeting as an emergency, and we could begin at 11:30. I'm going to try to get, or if Assistant Chief will reach out to your folks to get someone down to speak to those non-tribal requests, then we can get moving. Okay. It's the 2537. The two amendments. Okay. So we can meet until 2 p.m.
Thank you. We're still on motions and notices. We're now at adjournment. Congresswoman Goodfox. Motion and a second. Any discussion? All those in favor, please say yes. Any opposed, please say no. Let me redo that. I didn't hear many yeses. All those in favor, please say yes.
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 Any opposed, please say no. Thank you. Motion passes. We are adjourned. Have a good day.